Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Howdy, and welcome to the Daughter of Godcast, episode 067, Belief. A podcast about the longest little movie ever. The movie that made me, and coming up, the collaborative completion in 2018. Meanwhile, we're mopping up 2016, a swirl with hints, secrets, and clues. Here's a true story of 2016, converted to a parable, one might say shamelessly exploited, a duct tape and tinfoil allegory, but we take the connections wherever we can find them. The anchor and the ice. At the end of the summer in 2015, the day Ben left, we chained the big buoy and doom raft to the bottom of Crystal Lake with two massive anchors, 600 and 300 pounds respectively, at 20 feet of depth. Summer turned to fall, and I eventually brought the raft in, but procrastinated on the buoy. Fall turned to winter, and a hard freeze locked the buoy into the ice. Benny and I walked out on the frozen lake and pretended to be Scully and Mulder investigating an alien space pod. The winter blew and blustered into 2016. The spring melt came in April, and as the big ice plate started breaking up, the wind rose, and overnight, the ice pack dragged the buoy and the two massive anchors a football field to the west. The power of nature. I converted my rowboat into an icebreaker and busted through the jumbled melting plates to unchain and recover the buoy. The primary anchor was nuzzled into a sand crater in the shallows, but still 6 feet below the surface. Two scuba expeditions were needed to winch and roll it all the way back to my place, out of the shallows and back into the deeps. What did I learn? I learned that sometimes interesting things happen when we procrastinate. Not necessarily bad things. Embarrassing, perhaps, and with luck, metaphorical. Deeper appreciation for the wild forces and how easily they can shift our ephemeral beliefs. When Ben and I filled the 55-gallon steel drum with gravel, 8 bags of Portland cement, and a gnarly steel core fabricated by Alex, we incarnated a belief system, an idea of massiveness, of immovability. Keeping a doom raft from drifting ashore on a storm-tossed crystal lake, certainly. But pure trivia when grabbed by sheets of ice and a little wind. An anchor pretty much not even there at all. Letting the buoy freeze into the ice was probably not simply laziness. This was my way of calling bullshit on beliefs generally, especially my own. Let the seasons change, the sun shine less directly on this little patch of Michigan, and my idea of massiveness is negated. A metaphorical demonstration, a critique of belief. Why was I wanting a belief critique? Because beliefs can be tenacious, especially about myself, reinforced over 40 plus years. Calcified thoughts that make life frustrating. Core assumptions about limitations and unworthiness, while at the same time knowing, feeling magic all around, like to tear a man in twain. Making the Daughter of God was akin to discovering the owner's manual for the universe. There, on page 53, I discovered a detailed description of my vastness, my unique quest, and awesome powers. I'd been operating impoverished, a bag of beliefs masquerading as a man. Now, 2016, having the cosmic blueprints laid before me, the formula for practical magic plain as day, my beliefs were so much trivia. The magic was primary now, my human adventure. All beliefs were now up for evaluation. Did they support the flow of magic or not? If not, then gently and delightfully assert a belief that would. Swapping one belief for another as easily as changing t-shirts is to be liberated from the tyranny of belief altogether. So the moral of the anchor and the ice? Seeing this huge hunk of infrastructure that I had overbuilt with my own hands, hauled away as if it were nothing, was, looking back, a huge relief. Cathartic. I could no longer be defined by beliefs. A few months later, I would launch this podcast and start the gentle release. I had manufactured reality with perception skewed by belief, whether shitty or benevolent, judging X to be true and Y false. When I finally figured this out, I became the truth. Or take a shortcut, fuck beliefs altogether, and just feel. We are beyond belief. A few months into the podcast, the American election heated up, and a stark illustration of what happens when we put beliefs before presence. So many people were suffering because their beliefs about America and democracy were never designed to anchor great sheets of ice during a spring thaw. Somehow, hanging on to their beliefs was more important than feeling enlivened, at a time when feeling enlivened, competent, and empowered was pretty crucial. That November 2016, on the train wreck that was Facebook, good friends forgot friendship and lashed out, losing their minds. Nothing wrong with that either. Just wasn't my cup of tea anymore. Also, pretty obviously orchestrated, divide and conquer. America, sad. Now, I'm not pushing life as pure presence, if being a collection of beliefs feels delicious. For whoever. I'm almost standing on the soapbox, so I'll hop down. All I know is what I know for myself. Though tenacious, my past beliefs were accidents, vagaries of interpretation. Now I was getting deliberate, lining up with a deeper resonance, beyond evaluation and judgment. My arc of disbelief over the next 12 months is described by the following journal excerpts. February 16th. My experience is my responsibility. And though I might not feel like I've got enough tools, I know it's ultimately up to me and no one else. February 22nd. I can teach. Now, though, I want to fly. I want to soar and leave the tentative on the ground. I don't want to convince the stubborn or coax the fearful. March 10th. So who knows how many humans are out there being God in the privacy of their own remote cabins or walk-up apartments? April 12th. Our body is our first canvas, the most ready to conform to our patterns of thought. April 13th. To sniff out joy, the habits of sadness abandon, the rituals of self-loathing leave be. Let me instead sniff the joy on the wind in every breath. The signal of love, the broadcast from Cosmic Central. Wake up, remember who you are. Lover, saint, warrior, magician. Sterling Archer in the show Archer. Everything always seems to work out for me. April 29th. The world is a mirror of my artistry, my offering, my radiance. I am an agent of the divine, the edge of creation. If I wish to be surrounded by beauty, it is I that beautifies. May 4th. I like to weave these spells with words. I want to have other spellmakers in my life. I love the idea of starting just where I am. June 18th. I don't need anyone to understand who I am. That's not important anymore. I don't love people because I understand them. It's the idea that we can understand that blocks each other's presence. What I like is a feeling of rapport, of connection, of resonance, of hilarity. June 19th. I ran Alberta Beach yesterday gloriously, and remembered rather than push and struggle myself faster, to beauty myself faster, to joy myself faster, to go beyond the paradigm of struggle as the way to get things, to go beyond working harder. July 21st. As I ease back into the doing of Daughter of God, making lists, cleaning up lists, preparing drives to hold everything, the three big deals in my life are physicality, Daughter of God, and feeling magnificent. August 31st. Today is a special day. Today, August 31st, 2016, begins the gentle release of Daughter of God, Dan Kelly's off-and-on focus for the last 11 years. Begins with the launch of the Daughter of Godcast podcast, episode 001, September 2nd. We are experimenting with the nothing, with the empty. God's playing with being not God in the most brilliant theme park ever devised. September 8th. To just be happy without any proof, credibility, fancy clothes, hot girlfriends, without any means of support, to just be a celebration walking for no other reason but that I am hooked into the cosmos. Snip. So now I want to experience ecstatic feelings for no reason at all. I want to be totally unconditional and just have a hilarious time being me. So here goes, starting with dishes, October 4th. What I'm doing here is activating super intelligence to finish this movie. That's fabulous and a hoot. I've got to be epic to finish this thing. I've set up a situation where divinity is the solution to the conundrum. The Cohen is solved by being God. I am the Daughter of God. T-shirt, October 12th. Speech is song. Every word is important, significant. Why else do this but to radiate the strongest signal? Touch and inspire the world. If I had a way to reach thousands of people, to touch and connect with hundreds of thousands of people, what would I do? November 12th. Doesn't matter how many people are watching or listening. What matters is, one, am I having fun? And two, am I making something super cool? The rest will follow. December 4th. The myth of the lone iconoclast, of the misunderstood genius, of the impossible dream. That doesn't have to be me. It's an interpretation based on limited experience and mythologies that have been seeded to isolate and disempower. That is not my story. I can tell whatever story I want to tell. The story of the gregarious genius surrounded by empowered collaborators and synergistic mojo, of having adventures surely inundated by the best resources and perspectives. December 26th. Death is totally backwards. The translation out of here is hardly an ending. It's a tea in the green room. It's a chance to catch your breath before respawning into the next level. Death is our full selves. We can have here and now, through virtuosic expression, athletic excellence, meditation, love of every flavor, connection with the wilds, just being in our fullness. It's like all of those except better. And then we can return to this experience and ride the ride again, because that's what God does. She, he, we flowers. You've been believing in the Daughter of Godcast, dedicating your precious attention to esoterica, ramblings, and nonsense disguised as wisdom, epiphany, and insight, or maybe the other way around. Episode 067, Belief. That last entry from the process log, where the Hindu concept of reincarnation is a mere prequel to the first-person shooter you're playing with your nephews and nieces, where you are happily gunned down by them only to resurrect and happily gun them down in return, 3D guts and gore splattered, but not a tear shed, no rancor, grief, or sorrow. Is this a private fight, or can anyone join in? Who made love to your wife or husband before you? Were you being cheated on in advance? Are you on stage or in the audience? Is this a good time to go to the bathroom? Who are we?